Tips from the Top Floor, number 72, November 21st, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Just want to give you a good thumbs up, man. You're doing an awesome job. Here's a cheers from Canada.
We all went out to dinner tonight in Orlando, and so this is the first Tips from the Top Floor official meeting of forum members. We thought we'd leave you an official message.
I've learned so much just from the guys on the forum. It's a brilliant place. I shall never leave you.
Keep up the good work.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, another show, another Monday, another week, and let's see what we have on the news section today. Well, first of all, and most important, there's a new phone line. I have a voicemail line now where you can leave a message, some feedback or a greeting. It's a number in the United States. The number is 206-202-3757. That's 206-202-DSLR. And, well, that was basically the only photography-related vanity number I could get. So, if you're a point-and-shoot user, you can, of course, also call. And, yeah, leave feedback, leave greetings, do whatever you want with this. And if I like something, I'll put it on the show. For non-US listeners, you'll have to prefix that with your international code and a 1 for the United States. So, from Germany, that would be 001, or from a mobile phone, plus 1. And then 206-202-3757. Oh, and another word about Frapper. Frapper.com, FARPPR.com/TFTTF. It's just great. 334 members have signed up so far. It only shows, I think, the first 200, but if you click on show all members or show all markers, you can actually see all of them. Actually, I go there like every other day and check who signed up, and it's just great. If you haven't seen it yet, you should definitely check it out. It's linked from tipsfromthetopfloor.com on the sidebar. You can basically put a little marker there that then you can upload an image for that and some little text with it, and it'll show as a marker on a Google map. So you can see where the other listeners are, you can see their faces, and I love it. So check that out on tipsfromthetopfloor.com. My Gmail box is getting full. I'm at 81% now, and I can see more and more stuff coming in, and I really don't want to delete anything. I think that was one of the initial promises that Gmail actually made, that you wouldn't have to delete any emails anymore. But hey, I'm at 81%, and now let me try the same thing that Adam Curry did. If you work for Google, maybe you have a way to do something about it. I don't know, worked for Adam Curry, so let me give it a try too. The email box is topfloor@gmail.com. So if you can do anything about it, I'd be grateful. I'd be really grateful. Yahoo Podcasts seems to be better now. The new shows, or the shows that have been missing for a couple of weeks, are now in. They are in a bit of a strange order, but it looks like all episodes are there now, up to show number 71. So let's see if today's show is going to show up there too. I have the highest hopes. And what that also means is that you can continue subscribing to the show using Yahoo Podcasts. If you have iTunes, you can also use iTunes for that. There's other podcatchers like iPodder and a lot of other software that can do that. But yeah, again, if you're a Yahoo user and you want to subscribe to Tips from the Top Floor this way, you can do that on the Yahoo Podcasts directory, and I'll put a link to that into the show notes. And now, without further ado, let's go into today's topic. Back to the basics. I'm planning on a new series of topics that I consider basic for photography, but sometimes I even see photographers who are well beyond the beginner level doing these things in an, well, let's call it an unorthodox way. On today's Back to the Basics, let's have a look at how to properly hold your camera in order to avoid camera shake. Just a few days ago, I was watching a photographer taking snapshots of a building, and every time he pressed the shutter, he did it in such a snappy way that the whole camera moved downward when he took a picture. Now, of course, violently moving the camera while pressing the shutter will be absolutely perfect if you're looking for blurry pictures, but I'd say the majority of listeners will prefer sharp ones. The most obvious way to avoid camera shake is to use a tripod. But as we're going handheld here, let's try to be our own tripod. First, if your elbows are up in the air when you press the shutter, you're most likely spending too much of your energy balancing out your posture. If you press your elbows flat against your body, you'll add quite a bit of stability to the camera. If you own a DSLR or any other camera that has a lens protruding from its front, here's a good way to hold it. Your right hand holds the grip of the camera, the thumb rests on the back of the camera in a natural way, and your right index finger lies on the shutter button. Then you support the camera's lens with your left hand, with its palm facing towards you. You can also rest the bottom of your camera on the heel of your left hand this way, which will help make it even more steady. And also, in this situation, pressing your elbows against your ribs will help make your camera more steady. And if you now find something to lean against while taking a picture, you're almost a human tripod, or a human beanbag, depending on what you prefer. Now, when it comes to actually pressing the shutter, a good way to avoid that the motion that goes with pressing the button moves the camera is to practice making this a very smooth and subtle motion. You could make it a habit of always half pressing the shutter first, then waiting for a moment until the motion settles, and then continue the press in one smooth motion. And holding your breath while pressing the button will also help. So again, hold the camera with your elbows resting against your ribs. If you can, lean against something to give you even more stability. If you use a DSLR, using your left hand to stabilize it from below is a good idea, and you should definitely practice to press the shutter button with your finger only, instead of moving your whole body when you do so. And that was it for part one of Back to the Basics. And we've reached the end of an episode of Digital Photography Tips from the Top Floor again. Thanks for listening in. You won't talk about this. You won't. And again, if someone from Google is listening to this, my mailbox is at topfloor@gmail.com, and I'm in the process of running out of space there. Maybe there's something someone can do about that. If you want me to go, you better let me know. I remember that. All right, my name's Chris Marquardt. This is Tips from the Top Floor, coming to you from the top floor at Tübingen, Southern Germany. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed and happy shooting.